Penguin Random House Canada presents Medicine River by Thomas King. Read for you by Wesley French. 1.
Dear Rose, I'll bet you never thought you'd hear from me again. I've thought about calling or writing, but you know how it is. How are you and the boys? Bet they're getting big. Bet you're probably mad at me, and I don't blame you. I'm gonna be in Calgary for a rodeo. Thought I might drop in and see ya.
Medicine River sat on the broad back of the prairies. It was an unpretentious community of buildings banked low against the weather that slid off the eastern face of the Rockies. Summer was hot in Medicine River, and filled with grasshoppers and mosquitoes. Winter was cold and long. Autumn was the best season. It wasn't good. Just better than the other three. Then there was the wind. I generally tried to keep my mouth shut about the wind in Medicine River. Harlan Big Bear was like the prairie wind. You never knew when he was coming or when he was going to leave. Most times I was happy to see him. Today I wasn't. I had other things to do. There were photographs in the wash and three strips of negatives that had to be printed. But that didn't stop the wind from blowing. And it didn't stop Harlan.
Hey, said Harlan, which is not the way Harlan normally says hello.
What?
Hey, what do you think, Will?
Real busy, Harlan. Somebody in trouble?
Harlan had a strong sense of survival, not just for himself, but for other people as well. He took on a lot of weight, and the one thing he enjoyed more than helping someone out with their burden was sharing it with others.